ladies and gentlemen, across America, you're listening to Connecting the Dots with your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. This is your top spot for down-to-the-earth information on how America is being affected by national political choices. You're invited to perk your ears, get out a pencil and paper, and enjoy another rendition of Connecting the Dots. And I'm sitting here, as opposed to last week in a snowstorm, there are golf courses open and the greens are really green and it's sunshine in the Rockies. Hope it's the same way in your neck of the woods, from the West Coast all the way to Bangor, Maine, and certainly from Michigan down to Florida. Hope you're having a good day and hope things are well. This evening, we're going to go over a few things. We're certainly going to be talking about the trucker boycott. And this Thursday, I'm going to have Wanda Heidi, who is one of the organizers of the trucker boycott that's going to happen on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of April. I hope to be in Washington, D.C. for that great, great trucker boycott. And there are going to be some big, big, big personalities there. We already have Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk, is committed. We think Robin Williams is going to be there. Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen, and some other Hollywood folks to give it more a spotlighting, if you will, and it's pretty exciting. I'm just, of course, Chris Simcox will be there, and quite a few other luminaries will be there. One of the nice things about it is 30 of the top radio show, talk show hosts, John and Ken, Terry Anderson from California, a bunch of really big-time folks. Lars Larson will be there, and it's going to be a full slate of hold their feet to the fire, and the trucker boycott that's going to be part of that, and it is going to be, of course, part of the building of momentum in this country to stop illegal immigration, certainly stop Mexican truckers from taking jobs away from American truck drivers. And, of course, on June the 14th, 15th, and 16th, there's going to be a massive march. We figure at least 50,000, hopefully 100,000 Americans are going to move on Washington, D.C. To tell the President and the Congress that we want our borders secured and quit pretending and quit fooling us by saying that you're fighting the war on terror 10,000 miles away when the southern borders are completely open and visa overseers and illegal aliens and felons and drug smugglers and sex crime molesters are all running around this country at will. Over 500,000 of the people who are supposed to be deported have been absconding from their deportation orders, and they're just walking around. So it's quite a mess. Also, I want to thank one of my friends, a former United States military officer, graduate of West Point in 1958, who gave me some ideas last weekend at church, and thank him very much for his service to the United States of America and also for just giving me new ideas. If you have any ideas how to make this program more effective, to gather a greater audience, to bring more information to you, then please write me, frostyw@juno.com. I'll be very thankful if you can bring new ways to bring this program, Connecting the Dots, to more American people as we face this greatest crisis in the 21st century. Overpopulation driven by immigration, both legal and illegal. And for those of you who'd like to get involved, go to these websites. Again, MinutemanHQ.com, FireCoalition.com, WeHireAliens.com, NumbersUSA.com, TheSocialContract.com. And I'll go more over these things as we go through this hour. We're going to have a special guest from Minnesota. Thanks for joining us. This is your host, Frosty Wooldridge, with Connecting the Dots.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us at Connecting the Dots. And again, always bring a piece of paper and a pencil to this show because you're going to have information given to you that you can take action. Again, conviction without action is worthless. Conviction with action changes history. And again, I want to go over these websites before we go to our next guest this week. And also, I'd like to let you know that next week on the 10th and the 12th, I hope to have Thomas Chittum. This man is fantastic. He's a Vietnam War veteran. He is the author of Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. This book I have in my hands is one of the most profoundly prophetic and right-on-the-money books that was written back in 1990-91, I believe. And this book shows how America has been transformed from a stable society and civilization to a balkanized, fracturing country that is going to break up like Humpty Dumpty. And as you can see it happening all over the country right now, we've got Muslims in the Midwest breaking off and suing airlines. We've got Muslims praying to Mecca five times a day with the music going over the Detroit City Hall. You've got Mexicans taking over Los Angeles, and the crime and the drugs, the killings, the murders, the rapes, all going up. Miami with the Cubans and the illegals from El Salvador, MS-13 gangs now well over 15 and possibly 20,000 members with RPG rounds and all sorts of terrorists that are enclaving. And then we have a president pretending that he's really working the war on terror. And then, of course, you have the language crisis. And so hopefully we will have Thomas Chittum, the author of Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. His book is so important that I'm not going to just have one evening with him. I'm going to have both the 10th and the 11th. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be on Steve Summers tonight for 2 hours, 10 p.m. Mountain Time. And that's www.700wlw.com. It's the number one trucking show in the United States out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And as a former trucker and still carrying a CDL, a commercial driver's license, that I can still drive the big rig. You don't ever forget once you learn how. I will be on that show for 2 hours tonight discussing the trucker strike. I'll also be on the Dave Nemo show on Thursday. And so for those of you who want to tune into that, www.700wlw.com. And again, let's go over those websites before we get to my guest. MinutemanHQ.com. That is Chris Simcox. Join, be a part of a great movement across this nation. You heard him last week, and a profoundly amazing man who has really created quite an organization. Firecoalition.com, you heard Jason Mrocek. Jump on that website, take action, become a part of it. NumbersUSA.com with Roy Beck. I spoke on the same stage with him last Friday evening, and of course, become a part of Numbers USA. TheSocialContract.com. Definitely give you more information that you need. FairUS.org, FairUS.org, AliPac.us, that's AliPac.us, CarryingCapacity.org with David Durham. And for those of you, I went to my mailbox today and I got quite a few orders for the Paul Revere Ride T-shirt. It has Stop Illegal Alien Immigration on the front, and on the back it has the great Paul Revere logo with the galloping horse across America with the three motorcycles. Summer 2006, state your name and your return address, and $15 will get you the T-shirt with the mailing all together, and you'll be a part of a great movement. We still have 300 T-shirts left, and it will start a conversation anywhere you go. And go to my website, FrostyWooldridge.com, and also, I have the new DVD video promo. Mail me at FrostyWooldridge.com, and I will send you the promo. You'll see this yours truly in action with a coat and tie and the graphs, and it will really give you some information. And also, when you go to News with Views each week, or Morty's Cabin, or Rince.com, or Federal Observer, or OpEdNews.com, or American Chronicle, you'll see my series, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, and the crises we face as we overload our country. And make sure, if you want to be a part of the trucking boycott, go to SaveAmericaFund.com or SaveAmericaFund.org, and you will be in touch with. There were 7,000 hits last week alone. It's getting hit like crazy, and the main part of the website will be up by the 11th, and it will be fully functional with all the tabs. And finally, the quote is, "No man in the wrong can stand up against a man in the right that keeps on a-coming." Texas Ranger, Captain McDonald. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, again, we are just about to bring on our guest. I want to thank you. And again, write me with questions during the show or at the bottom of the hour. You can call me at 1-800-313-9443. Hold those phone calls. We have tonight a special guest that we've had on before, and I want to have her a chance to get back in and say everything else that she didn't get to say last time. Ruthie Hendricks is the president and founder of Minnesota's Seeking Immigration Reform. That's Minnesotans Seeking Immigration Reform, and she's a former candidate for lieutenant governor of Minnesota. And as I said, she proves the power of women in action, and you can go to her website. and she'll be giving that out on the show tonight. And she really brings quite the show and quite the information to you, and I really appreciate her coming back on tonight. Welcome to the show, Ruthie.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
You know, you covered so much last time you were on board, and I wanted to really get a real final, I think we can really get more information as time goes on, but you're talking about, and we're talking about, the crisis of immigration, both legal and illegal. What's happening in Minnesota? You've got all these incompatible and disparate immigrants up there. You've got all the illegal aliens that are now working in the Hormel beef packing plants there in Austin, Minnesota, and they've literally destroyed that little town of about, 30,000, and property value's gone down the tubes. Schools having, daycare centers for the pregnant mothers that have had their children. Spanish taking over and just destroying education for the American children there in Minnesota. You've got a Muslim for Keith Ellison is the Muslim House rep there, giving his hand on the Muslim Koran Bible, and really just a wrecking of the American way up there in Minnesota. And you've got a few things here to talk about. I think the first one is the church's role in the illegal immigration debate and what they're doing. Follow in a little bit on that?
Well, as for Minnesota, we're really taking a hit, and it's unfortunate because, the mainstream media now, even those that have a tendency to be of a more conservative nature, are really hitting home that Minnesota has become a Muslim state, or, gee, is Minnesota under attack by the Muslims? You know, it's almost scary. We actually have a member who went to a grocery store, and a package of bologna or whatever it was, which contains pork, and she wouldn't touch it. They had to actually turn the light on the checking stand while everybody else stood in line and bring over another checker because she refused to handle the rest of those groceries. This is insanity at its best. It's of course the ACLU and all of those will jump in and say, well, that's their religious rights and beliefs, and if the employers try to say something such as you cannot be a checker because of this, well, then they'll get sued. You know, that it's a full circle of insanity. It's crazy. However, I would like everybody to know that there are many of us in Minnesota. We will continue to fight and advocate and contact our legislators, and we do have Keith Ellison, of course, the first Muslim elected to Congress, and we're working with him. We're not with him, I should say. We're working, contacting him and addressing many issues. As for the church, just recently the...
Oh, yeah, let me just break in here real quick, Ruthie. The ACLU is backing up these Muslims who won't carry anybody in the taxi cabs up there in Minnesota from the airports and really causing tremendous disruption. And then they say, well, it's their religious right. Well, the problem with that is that what happens when they want to have their Sharia law instead of parliamentary law? What happens when they want to have female genital mutilation, as many Muslims do commit upon their daughters? Will that be backed up by the ACLU? Will stoning of women for committing adultery become a legal issue, and will the ACLU also back that up, because that's a part of Sharia law? And the fact that is, here's the one that really, really irks me. In Florida, and I got to see this back when I was trucking through Florida in the 90s there, there's so many voodoo illegal aliens and all these different kinds of religions down there. They actually do called a practice, a ritual called Santeria. And what they do is they cut the heads off of goats or chickens and ducks and everything else, and they spray the blood all over themselves. But they don't do it in their own home. They do it out in the parks and playgrounds there in Florida, up and down the coast. And it's a third world voodoo ritual. And then they throw the chickens and the goats' heads off into the water, the lake or the river. Is the ACLU going to say that they have that also specific right? It's a little upsetting to me that these people are coming to our country, changing the way we do things, and the ACL is backing them up. We'll be right back with Ruthie Hendricks, Connecting the Dots.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge. This is a Tuesday evening. I'm talking to the former candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Minnesota. And I don't mind telling you, Ruthie, more than a little bit upset when the ACLU backs these kinds of immigrants today who are not assimilating into the American dream, are not becoming a part of it, in fact, are fighting it. And what's more frustrating to me is that they want to change the pool hours to men and women only, men at one time, women only. So instead of stepping up into the 21st century, such religions as Islam want to keep us back into the 4th century, and then the ACLU wants to back that up. And as you can imagine, I get a little bit tongue-tied and a little bit frustrated because when my own country is kowtowing to a foreign religion there's no founders of the United States Constitution, and nobody at Valley Forge all the way to Iraq was a Hindu warrior. No Islam warriors brought the Constitution into being. You won't see any these Hindu or Muslim cabbies, none of the ones that fought for this Constitution and died for it. And so when we're seeing this changeover and our own mores being changed over to fit them, you're seeing the balkanization of America and the tearing down of America, and it's being done by the American Civil Liberties Union and other people like the lawyers. It does frustrate me just more than a little bit, as you could tell.
And the current administration is just adding to the frustration. It's getting to a point where those of us that are very involved, but even the average day person can see the civil unrest that is going to come. It's in all of the other countries where the rules were changed, where the American patriotism, the freedoms and everything else, like, for example, and it's not even just things that we view as our personal preferences, such as the cabbies. They refuse now to take blind people with seeing eye dogs. Now, this is, why is the people for the ADA, the American Disabilities Act, why are they not just jumping into this and saying, you must take that fare? They will purposely not take that fare because they won't go near a dog. This is insanity. This isn't just any longer just our beliefs. This is, this is affecting every style of life from the very top to the very bottom, and now it's hitting the handicapped individuals. This is, it's insanity at its best. It's what else can you say? And President Bush must step in. American people have to quit sitting on the sidelines and watching what is slowly eroding our culture, our language, our borders, everything. The American people have to stand up and say, enough is enough. I'm not going to go to Sharia law. You will touch my baloney or don't clerk. You will give my dog and I a ride or don't be a cab driver. There you go.
And there you go. You don't be a cab driver. I guarantee you this. If one of those cab drivers did that to me, I'm 6'2" and 190 pounds, this man is going to get some intimidation from me. I'm going to get that ride one way or the other. And of course, I'm not the only one. And so what you're going to see, of course, is civil violence happening again as we continue this balkanization. Because if my daughter had a seeing eye dog and she was blind, and I'm a volunteer ski instructor for the handicap up at Winter Park in my 15th year, and I deal with and work with seeing eye dogs and blind students that learn how to ski with me, and their world is one that is challenging, and they don't need somebody telling them that they can't have their seeing eye dog get into a cab. I guarantee you, I'll defend that American, and I'll certainly defend a handicapped person before I'll stand up for any ridiculous religion like Islam that does so many ugly things in the world it's now trying to do its ugly things here in America. So I'm just as frustrated as you are.
The whole point of it comes down to one kind of simple thought or question, however you want to look at it. Why are their rights being put over my rights? I'm an American citizen, and even if they're here legally, fine, they are here legally then, if we're talking like the cab drivers, but why are their rights being put above my rights?
And that's a great question.
That is. And, and it all kind of leads into the churches, which you tried to throw me into there. I'm sorry.
Right.
The church thing is, Elvira Arellano and this whole church situation is a real touchy point for me. I am right before you get tons of phone calls, let me clarify, I am a Catholic. So before anybody says, well, she's not a Catholic, I am a Catholic. I'm a protesting, boycotting Catholic. But the one thought I would like everybody to understand, my faith in God and the love for my country will survive without the Catholic Church. That's the bottom line. The church's involvement in this whole scenario is just adding more frustration, and it's tearing churches actually literally apart. We just had an article the other day, an L.A. church, it's called Our Lady, Queen of Angels. They've actually put the finishing touching on the living quarters for the illegal aliens to come. Not only is this now, are they already breaking the law, but you have to be an alien with deportation notices.
Boy, it takes my, just makes my head hurt. Ruthie, we'll be right back with you, and we'll be talking more with the former candidate for lieutenant governor and the founder and president of Minnesota Immigration Reform Group. This is Frosty Wooldridge, Connecting Dots. See you on the flip side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. I'm your host, Frosty Wooldridge, out of Denver, Colorado. And it's a nice sunny day here, and the sun is going down over the Rockies. And I'm talking to Minnesota longtime advocate Ruthie Hendricks, a former lieutenant governor candidate. And, of course, would you give out your website, please, Ruthie, so those in Minnesota or anyone around in the Midwest there can really get new ideas from you and what you're doing?
www.mnsirproject.com. We are the official chapter for the Minutemen Project, and we are also the official state chapter for Fire Coalition.
That's outstanding, and you are a part of what Jason Mrocek is doing. And again, there's another great American, former West Point graduate, Army officer, and now the founder and co-director, of course, of FireCoalition.com. Please become a part of that organization. Sign up and get the alerts. It's very, very important. And Ruthie, of course, is really leading the charge up there in Minnesota. And before the end of the hour, Ruthie, we'll certainly get your website out again. Why is it, or why do you think, that the church is defending and promoting more illegal immigration when they're supposed to be a religious organization that is tax-free and politically not involved, and that's what gives them their tax-free status.
Yes. Well, with the tax-free status, they can be involved in politics if they don't back a candidate, if the issue is bipartisan, and if they don't break the law. Well, when you have the front page of a church saying that they have finished the living quarters for illegal aliens, which is against U.S. code, by the way, Section Code 8, everybody knows that.
Right.
Are they not breaking the law? Their tax-exempt status should be revoked. Why do I think they're doing it? Because a lot of the churches are seeing a decline in attendance. There have been several scandals within the Catholic faith, of course, as many know, and it's declining. And, Mike, quite frankly, I think that there are some church leaders that are really doing it because they honestly believe what they're saying, but I think the majority of them are doing it for the headcount. For example, we have 600,000 illegal immigrants in the United States right now with deportation orders.
That's correct.
The number is 623,292 cases. These people have been ordered to leave the country. They have deportation notices. And this church and many of the other churches, and it's not all Catholic churches, by the way.
Right, it's Protestant churches. You got it. Islam, you got it.
You get to choose more or less. So if you go to a church, you know, where are your Sunday givings going? Where is your offerings going? Are they going to help with these buses to illegal protests that they are showing up in? Is this to help build living quarters for illegal aliens? And one of the requirements is they must have deportation orders. So not only are they aiding and abetting, now they're helping somebody, an illegal alien, outskirt the law because they have a deportation order. It's insane. You know, we have the Ten Commandments. You know, we have laws within the faith. You can't pick and choose which laws you want to abide by. It's insane. You know, and for example, Elvira Arellano, who's hiding in a Chicago makeshift, and I call it a makeshift church. I know you can have a church anywhere, but personally, I have personally been there. Six of us went to a rally in Chicago. We went to the church. It's in a little Mexican kind of portion of town.
Enclave.
There were 9 non-Hispanic people. All we did was take pictures and stand out front like tourists. I did want to go and make a citizen's arrest, and it's a good thing I didn't, because as we were leaving, 2 of Chicago's finest come screeching up in their cars. So what does this tell you? You have 9 non-Hispanic people standing in front of a building doing nothing but taking pictures, and she gets 2 squad cars. And as we're leaving the scene in our vehicle, trying not to be seen, another squad car pulls up. So what do we have? And what people don't realize is like, for example, the terror base in the database in the United States has quadrupled in 4 years. Those are people who want to hurt the United States of America. That list has quadrupled in 4 years. Now, Elvira Arellano, what was she doing? She was caught in 97 and deported. She came back. That makes it a felony.
Felony, that's correct. It's
a felon because she was deported and came back. What was she doing when she was caught the second time? She was working at the Chicago O'Hare Airport. What many people do not know is that she wasn't just cleaning in the airport. She was actually cleaning the plane's cabins. Now, what if she would have been a terrorist? What if she would have been a terrorist? When we have the terror database quadrupling by 4, we have 600,000 illegal aliens in the country that have deportation notices, 20 million in the entire country, and then we have somebody such as Elvira, who is a felon, who was caught once, has deportation notices, and the church is hiding her, and ICE will not go in. I find it very hard to believe that our current administration is cracking down when they know exactly where this woman is and they refuse to go in and get her.
It's most frustrating because, again, the President of the United States, along with the Congress, are aiding and abetting illegal aliens to remain in country. If Dwight D. Eisenhower was here right now, or Tom Tancredo was the President of the United States right now, or even Ron Paul, I guarantee you this thing would be over, and Elvira would be arrested and prosecuted as a felon and serve jail time and then back to deportation again. And if she came back, she'd go immediately to jail, along with the rest of the illegal aliens in this country. It amazes me that no one understands that these people have broken into our house. This is our house, and if anybody, according to the U.S. Constitution, breaks into your house, they are a burglar. They are able. You can arrest them. You can put them in jail. It's no different with the U.S. Constitution as to our borders. When you break across the borders, you have broken into our country, and the law states that you cannot and you must not and you will not be accepted, and yet you have this president who won't do his job.
Had an illegal alien yesterday arrested at the Minneapolis St. Paul Airport, who was illegal. He was indicted on 2 counts of a murder prior, but they were dropped and deported, and he's back here again. Well, and what are they going to do? ICE has him, and they are going to deport him again. Without a secure border, we as American taxpayers are spending billions of dollars with ICE and all of these other people capturing them. And those that are in ICE, that are actually want to do their job and are performing their lawful duty, and deporting them only for them to come back in, so we play cat and mouse. We have to secure the border. And, you know, Eisenhower, when you brought up Eisenhower, and I did not name this, Eisenhower did, Operation Wetback in 1954. It
Correct.
Was self-deportation, and it worked. And if we had somebody such as Tom Tancredo or President Eisenhower, he's probably turning in his grave as we speak. But
yes. If
we had somebody like that, we could get this under control. The problem is that we do not have our government on the American citizens' side. You know, why do we have 20 million people fleeing a country, fleeing their own country? My first question is why are those 20 million people not back in Mexico protesting and demanding that their government help them, not our government? And the second thought is if we have 20 million people in this country illegally, why does everybody assume that imaginary line in the sand on the border is going to contain or hold back all the corruption and lawlessness that 20 million people are fleeing from?
That's a beautiful question. And as you and I both know, it's not.
But
29% of our state and federal prisons are filled with illegal alien convicted felons.
Yep,
and that's in excess of 400,000-500,000 illegal aliens now in our prisons, costing us $2 billion per year. But think of the chaos and the mayhem and the death and the rapes and the killings and the murders that they've committed on American citizens. So, yeah, they don't leave their wonderful crime and corruption down there as they cross the line. They just bring it with them.
Well, in Florida, we just had that recent case where the 11-year-old boy was kidnapped randomly at a bus stop and was being held for hostage, for ransom. That is, you know, a more familiar, similar incident in Mexico, and we don't really have that here, but it's coming, people. We have to continue, you know. I know there are some that really honestly believe we have lost this battle, and I strongly and firmly disagree. What is our alternative? There is no alternative. We must not give up. We have to continue to raise our voices. We need to continue to educate people. You know, there's so many Americans that have no idea who Ramos and Compion are. They have never heard of their names. Why? Because the liberal biased media doesn't put out the real story.
But there's no question about that. I'm still curious about the rest of those 10 questions. If you want to ask those questions, the listeners are really...
Well, I just, you know, just some of the things I wrote down is, you know, why is it that we hear in other countries their leaders are not listening to their people? And they're not helping them, such as Mexico. everybody says, oh, they're, you know, the government is so corrupt and, you know, they're not listening to the people in poverty. So what you're telling me then is 20 million people have now come here and are asking our government not to listen to us. We are demanding they secure the border and deport illegal aliens. So now all these illegal aliens are here asking our government to do the same thing. They're not listening to us.
That's right. They're actually advocating more for the illegal aliens than they are Americans, tax-paying citizens. Boy, that's a beautiful question.
Another one is with all of the recent layoffs and, you know, jobs being sent overseas in mass quantities,
millions.
All of this and that, I really wonder what is going to happen with all of the brave men and women who are now fighting for the United States of America. If they either come home early or we can come to a conclusion in the wars, whatever, however you want to view it, what is going to happen when those brave men and women, especially the National Guard, who their jobs are supposed to be held for, are they going to come back and compete at $7 an hour against an illegal alien? There's no jobs. What are they going to do when all the military come home?
That is a profoundly impactful question, Ruthie, and as all of the middle class right now is taking a hit with the depressed wages or lost jobs as these illegal aliens just move into construction, drywall, painting, landscape, fast food, retail, you name it, there's no question.
Our military is going to have to compete with us and the illegals. There will not be enough work. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, we don't need, you know, this or that. I'm saying we have 20 million people here who are supposedly all employed, and we still need more, which, quite frankly, is a bunch of bullshit, sorry. But what are we going to do when all of our military come home? Another good question is why is it that we secure borders all around this world? We secure borders, the United States military secure borders all the way around this world.
Oh, Bosnia,
why is it we
Korea.
Don't secure our own?
Why don't we secure our own? Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Ruthie's saying, and I can verify this, we have 460,000 military personnel in 144 countries around the world. And, of course, the ones you know about is Bosnia. We're protecting all the people there from killing each other. Korea, we've got the North Koreans. We stopped them from killing the South Koreans. I mean, wherever you go, America has got troops guarding borders, and yet here in the United States, our front lines are completely open, and there's no such thing as the war on terror because George Bush is not guarding his own country's borders.
I have one really good question, though. You know, probably for a lot of those that feel that our beliefs and our culture and our language and our laws and all of that is open for discussion. The question is, why is it for the last 230 years we have had one flag? As a nation, we have spoken the same language. We do have derelicts all over, you know, and I know that we've had German and all of this, but as a nation, it was English. And we have shared the never-ending patriotism and love for this country, both citizens and legal immigrants. Why is that now considered racism?
I don't have the answer to that other than the fact that we are being disinvested out of our own country or displaced out of our own country, and those that come here have more pride and loyalty investment in their former countries, and that they're simply building new enclaves of their own countries in our country, and that is the recipe for suicide, a national suicide, and that all of us are going to pay a very severe price as millions and millions more come into this country. And it won't be just press one for English and press two for Spanish. Soon they'll start demanding that you have three for Arabic and four for Korean and five for Vietnamese and six for Swahili. And then, of course, this country will crumble. It will fall. It will break up like Humpty Dumpty. And so that's a beautiful question.
Yeah, we are being told by people, such organizations such as, you know, the ACLU, La Raza, you know, and even a little bit of the Catholic churches or, you know, some of the religious affiliations are stepping into this. in our current administration, we are being told, and they are trying to push to us, that being proud of the United States flag, being proud of English, being proud of our patriotism is wrong. And you had mentioned it last time I was on a program with you, that if you tell a lie long enough, people eventually start to forget it's even a lie.
Well, Hitler proved that, and I think it was Goebbels, the PR man for Hitler, said if you keep telling that lie, it simply becomes the truth, and it becomes the truth in the minds of the people, and then they act upon it. And so that's what you have, and that's what we're facing right now, the fact that this country is being overrun, that there's a war on terror when there's no war on terror. Orwell, that's as Orwellian as you can get to, wrote the book 1984, and it's a doublespeak, Orwellian. It just means that whatever's being said is not true, and so you have a president and a Congress who are sitting here telling us that they're going to give us an immigration a comprehensive immigration reform package. Well, the fact is, they're going to give an amnesty, and they're going to give illegal aliens the right to have citizenship, and just forget that they are bank robbers, forget that they're killers and rapists and so forth, and give them citizenship. Ladies and gentlemen, we're right back here after this commercial break with Connecting the Dots. I'm your host, Frosty Wooldridge, talking with Ruthie Hendricks. Thanks for joining us.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots. And The questions that Ruthie has brought up this evening are just outstanding. And Ruthie, just before we go into the last part of the interview, I've got a caller on the line, Bob from Illinois. Bob, you've got a question for Ruthie. Welcome tonight to Connecting the Dots.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes,
you have a question for Ruthie? I guess we have lost that particular caller. How about Jim from Texas? I think we have Jim from Texas. Do you have a question, Jim? I guess we don't have that. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to finish up here. Okay. Well, I guess we do have Bob. Okay. Bob, do you have a question for Ruthie, sir? Thanks for calling in from Illinois.
Yeah. Number one is, I was wondering what website you would go to really get statistics on crime and stuff like that from illegal aliens, where you get you can impress that on other people to see what's going on.
Here, take this.
Accountability really lays it on the line. Will tell you how many terrorists are in the country. Go to www.goa.gov. That's www.goa.gov. They put out periodicals all of the time. Enter in the subject matter, illegal immigration or illegal aliens, and it'll give it to you.
Okay. So what about yourself, Frost? Do you know any good websites for that?
Yeah, so you can go to FAIR, FAIRUS.org.
FAIRUS.
US.org. Also, CIS.org. That's Center for Immigration Studies.org. There are a dozen studies on crime. Victims of Illegal Aliens.com, victimsofillegalaliens.com by John Vizzi will give you tremendous. It'll show you what they have done, how they've done it, and, oh, my gosh, it's grisly.
That's
victimsofillegalaliens.org.
And if you want to go by such as, say, murder or sexual predators or something like that, you can go right to the ICE website, ICE.gov, and you can go by state, and, you know, they have, you can actually get on their list for the 10 most wanted, and you should check that out. You would be surprised.
That's ICE.gov?
That's correct.
Now, let me say this, you know, I really resent, we shouldn't have, you know, that these people are able to be recidivists coming back into this country.
Oh, I know.
You got to jail them. That means they're stealing your money right there. You know, we should have our troops on the border to shoot these people if they're coming in. The only thing I want to spend money on is the bullets to get rid of these people, because they're going to break this country. You've got a billion people coming in here constantly being put in jail. We won't have a country anymore. And then they're going to have these jails. And, you know, eventually they're going to put those jails in is anybody who's a patriot of this country. Now, another thing that needs to be addressed, which I never hear anybody, I want to know what other countries, what happened with other countries, who used this particular war on a particular country where they had all these illegals coming in. Where was this used in past history so that we can, because history repeats itself. This tactic was used by other people in the past histories, and I want to know who it was, how they did it, and how to get rid of these people, and I assume they're very costly. They're communists. I think a lot of Marxist Bolsheviks are behind this.
Yes.
But I want to see.
Yeah, we're up against the hour. Appreciate it, Bob, calling in. And Ruthie, you want to give your website out one more time, please?
Yes, www.mnsirproject.com. That's Minnesotans Seeking Immigration Reform.
Ruthie, it's just a pleasure having you on board again tonight and bringing to light everything that's happening up in Minnesota. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women across America, this nation is at risk, it is in dire trouble, and we either take action or we watch our country fall into the consequences of other third and second world countries. Thanks for joining us. This is Connecting the Dots. I'm your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and we'll have a beautiful and outstanding guest on Thursday, Ms. Wanda Pitey, who's going to show you about the trucker strike on the April 23rd, 24th, and 25th.